Good morning. High pressure continues to build in from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, keeping it generally dry across the region. However, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we're still tracking a cool pool of air across parts of southern Canada and into northern parts of New York and New England. This touched off a couple of showers in the western Adirondacks overnight. That activity is dying out, but we still have a fair amount of cloud cover this morning in spots, especially north of I-90. Other locations are seeing more in the way of sunshine. And I think as we get deeper into the morning, more sunshine will show up across the region, mixing with some clouds as temperatures start to climb off our morning lows and back into the 60s. With a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon and low humidity, we'll see highs in the middle to upper 70s on average. We do run the risk of a passing shower again, mainly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains through the afternoon hours. With that high pressure center getting closer overnight tonight, skies will be mostly clear and it will be comfortably cool with lows back into the 50s with some 40s across the higher terrain. That high will be overhead tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures. The humidity will stay low and highs will average around 80. On Saturday, around the backside of the high pressure center, we'll start a pretty good warming trend. The humidity will stay on the comfortable side with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the lower to mid 80s. A big ridge of high pressure will begin to dominate the weather for the second half of the weekend and into the early to mid part of next week. A little ripple of low pressure embedded within the ridge could touch off a scattered thunderstorm any one of those days, Sunday through Wednesday. However, the weather will be generally dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s on Sunday and Monday, and even middle and upper 80s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Erica, located about 30 miles southeast of Antigua and 35 miles north of Guadeloupe in the Lesser Antilles. Erica is moving toward the west near 16 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest is forecast later today, and this general motion should continue for the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, the center of Erica will move near or over portions of the Leeward Islands this morning, near the Virgin Islands later today, near or north of Puerto Rico tonight, and pass to the north of the north coast of the Dominican Republic tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. A tropical storm warning has been issued for Puerto Rico, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, as well as almost all of the northern Leeward Islands. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 41 degrees with a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 56. 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Togo, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy skies with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 79 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 69, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 4.30 inches for the month, which is 1.33 inches above normal. And 23.14 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.52 inches below normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 234 and 723 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1948. And the record low, 41, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower possible, especially in the mountains, with highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with just the risk of a passing shower, mainly in the mountains, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with low humidity near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity Saturday, remaining warm in the lower to mid-80s. Mid-80s on Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, increasing humidity into early next week. And remaining warm and a touch humid on Tuesday and Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a few scattered showers and storms and highs in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.